Chapter 9. Implementation. Establishing a sense of community. Abstract. The implementation stage of the WBID model brings the results of previous stages to fruition. After concurrent activities are completed, implementation procedures begin. The major focus of implementation is creating the learning community, however it is designed. For implementation to be a success, each member of the learning community must understand online teaching and learning and employ appropriate facilitation and management strategies. Personnel, budget, and time allocations are also critical to successful implementation. Final budget preparation activities include contacting the learners, checking that the course is functioning correctly, and conducting any necessary participant training on online learning or teaching skills. This chapter begins with a brief overview of online teaching and learning, followed by a discussion of the activities and preparations needed for successful implementation. We devote the rest of the chapter to describing strategies for facilitating and managing an online learning community. Objectives. At the end of this chapter, you should be able to explain the online teaching and learning process, state the pre-planning activities for implementation, identify personnel who make up the implementation team, identify budget and team allocations for implementation, identify final preparation activities for implementation, classify the two aspects of implementation, explain the facilitation strategies that help establish a sense of community, explain the management strategies that support online implementation. Introduction. After online instruction is developed and formatively evaluated, implementation of the instruction begins. Figure 9.1. The major focus of implementation is launching the course and creating an online learning community based on the type of interactions among participants. Successful implementation results in an active, flourishing online learning community. Online learning communities take on different forms, from highly interactive environments to highly independent instruction with any number of variations in between, as discussed in Chapter 1. A learning community is formed when the instructor and learners establish their own group identity, regardless of their level of interaction. To be successful in establishing and maintaining a sense of community, instructors need a conceptual understanding of the teaching and learning processes in an online environment. A multitude of activities are involved in online teaching and learning. It is impossible to present everything in a single chapter that might occur during implementation. Rather, this chapter is simply a guide for implementing online instruction. Understanding teaching and learning in an online environment. Good teaching practices transcend delivery systems. A good online instructor will have traits to be a good instructor in a face-to-face classroom setting, e.g. dependability, clarity of policy, preparedness, subject matter knowledge, concern for learners' welfare, positive attitude toward teaching and learning, effective moderator, clearly understandable. For instance, Chickering and Gamson's 7 principles of good teaching have become a standard for teaching universally. Their principles include the practices of encouraging contact between instructors and learners, giving prompt feedback, and communicating high expectations. While these principles originally focused on classroom teaching, they are equally important to follow in online courses and are even regularly used to evaluate online teaching. Nonetheless, while many instructors are well-versed in teaching strategies for a face-to-face classroom setting, online instruction requires additional or alternative instructional methods. Online teaching and learning can be very personalized in highly interactive and collaborative communities. However, even with such activities, learners may feel isolated and alone. To reduce such effects, an online instructor may need to contact learners in ways typically not used in face-to-face courses. For instance, when a student is not participating in activities or submitting assignments, an online instructor might need to email him or her about not logging onto the course, lack of participating in discussions, or not submitting assignments. In online environments, instructor-student interaction also tends to be individualized and independent of other whole group assignments, activities, and interactions. Whereas in face-to-face classrooms, much of the interaction occurs through questions or comments by individuals and heard by all participants in the room, in online environments, instructor-led interaction is often written and private, and most do not involve other learners. Additionally, online instructors can find the sheer volume of communication overwhelming. Even online courses that involve extensive independent learning require the instructor to interact in some manner with students, typically on an individual basis. Northrop maintains that online teaching is based on interaction, which can be characterized by the immediacy or perceived immediacy of a response. Learners taking the course at their convenience are able to contact instructors at all hours of the day or night. They often contact the instructor any time of day and expect an immediate response in turn. This expectation of immediacy can lead to online instructors feeling compelled to respond immediately to each and every learner message and that they are teaching in a 24/7 cycle. Online instructors then need to clarify any such misconceptions early in the online course to help manage their time and workload properly. One way to manage such expectations is to establish designated times for responding to learners through online office hours or for checking email while still maintaining other types of instructional support. Commonly accepted practice is that online instructors respond to such queries within a 24 to 48-hour time frame. As learners become more experienced in online learning, their expectations are likely to change and thus their need of instructor support may diminish. However, additional instructor guidance may still be necessary even for experienced learners when they face a new type of activity or a different type of online course. Understanding online mentoring. Mentors are individuals who work part-time to assist online instructors. They also may be referred to as teaching or graduate assistants, coaches, teacher aides, or tutors. If an instructor is fortunate enough to have the assistance of an online mentor, then it is important to clearly establish the mentor's role in the course. A mentor is not a surrogate instructor. Rather, a mentor supports and assists the instructor and learners. A mentor should be viewed as an essential part of an online course to be effective. This integration occurs when the instructor explicitly defines the mentor's role and duties, which is an added benefit of avoiding potential conflicts or duplication of effort. Mentors may focus specifically on resolving technical issues, moderating online discussions, or tracking learner progress by scoring assignments and posting scores in the gradebook. Online mentors with requisite background knowledge or teaching experience might also help by providing content tutoring or by elaborating on ideas and concepts presented in the lesson, lecture notes, or assigned readings. Implementation. Pre-planning activities. Once online instruction has been developed, the design team engages in pre-planning activities and final preparations necessary to ensure that the online course is ready for implementation. The pre-planning activities involved in implementing an online course depends on the context and the personnel involved. For example, implementing a new online course at an organization with a long-standing history of providing online programs may be very different from implementing a new course at an organization new to online instruction. One of the first pre-planning activities is to identify the implementation team. Although this team may have some of the same members as the design team, it differs in terms of its purpose. The implementation team is a core group that addresses aspects of implementing the online instruction and facilitating teaching and learning. In addition to the instructor, this team may include instructional support staff, such as a mentor or a technician. An instructional designer or evaluator may be involved if formative reviews, summative evaluations, or research activities are being conducted. Administrative and technical support staff is also a part of the implementation team. Implementation personnel. Online instructor. The online instructor, ultimately, is responsible for the success of an online course. The online instructor is the one who provides information on course goals and requirements and directs the learning events and activities. As a part of implementation tasks, the instructor should be well-versed in the online learning environment and its feature, as well as the content of the course. Additionally, the instructor is responsible for building support with learners through communication, as previously mentioned. The instructor may need to develop or update instructor information, such as short biography, photo, or personalized video, the syllabus, course schedule, associated housekeeping documents. Depending on the organization structure, the instructor may also be responsible for delegating and monitoring the mentor and support personnel, such as technical staff, administrative staff. Ultimately, the online instructor is responsible for facilitating asynchronous and synchronous discussions and other activities, reviewing learners' submitted assignments, and assessing learning. Online mentors. Although not in all online instructions, mentors play an important role in the learning community. Mentors may be used when courses have high enrollments, complex technology tools, or content and course assignments are complicated. Depending on the instructor's needs, mentors may be involved with directing or facilitating learning activities, moderating discussions, answering technical questions, tutoring, etc., or working behind the scenes, addressing technical problems, or scoring assignments. Mentors need to be helpful and accessible and be able to work well with the instructor. Administrative and technical personnel. Online instruction implementation is supported by the infrastructure of the organization, which is not only the physical aspects, but also the management of its operations. Depending on the size of the organization, a number of different administrative and technical personnel may be necessary to offer courses online. We briefly describe three types of personnel: mid-level to upper-level management, administrative support, and technical support personnel. Manager or administrator. Support from mid and upper level management / administrators is critical for successful implementation and dissemination of any innovation. Online instruction cannot be successfully implemented without this support. Managers provide the infrastructure needed to institute and maintain system-wide online educational or training programs. Among other things, they allocate funding and other resources needed to offer courses online. For example, they provide capital for purchasing and maintaining hardware and for software and LMS licensing agreements. Management is also responsible for hiring technical and administrative staff and any training that is necessary for them. Administrative staff members. The administrative staff personnel are the behind-the-scenes individuals who work with the registration, enrollment, fees, and other institutional operations. Their positions range from clerks and secretaries to coordinators and directors. As part of their implementation responsibilities, they might hire instructors, contact and enroll learners, coordinate registration, fees, and payments, and maintain student or employee records. Technical staff members. A number of technical staff may be needed for implementation depending on the size of an organization and the number of online courses or trainings offered. The technical staff are in charge of administrating the LMS and other learning technologies. They manage network infrastructure and access to that infrastructure. They also provide technical assistance to instructors and learners as issues arise. Based on the size of the organization, its organizational resources, and complexity of online programs and courses, it often requires more than one person to handle these technical duties. Identifying personnel required to fulfill implementation duties is only the beginning of meeting implementation needs. Other pre-planning tasks involve budget and time allocations. Implementation costs are influenced by time constraints, and demands are comprised of the personnel and technical infrastructure needed to offer online courses. Implementation budget and time allocations. An organization's commitment to online learning can be measured by the budget and time allocations awarded. Sufficient money and time must be committed for online instruction to be implemented successfully, just as they are required for design and development. Budget restrictions for implementation fall into three general areas: technical infrastructure, materials distribution, and personnel. Technical infrastructure. The technical infrastructure may be part of an organization's in-house service, or it may be outsourced to another company, such as an LMS can be locally hosted or externally hosted. The technical infrastructure budget is associated with equipment such as servers, computers, network access, and other support systems. Additional software may need to be licensed for instructors' or learners' productivity, multimedia, access, or communication needs. Other budget items are related to the admissions, registration, fee collection, marketing, and maintenance of student employee records. Time allocations. Most elements of a technical infrastructure require a long-term commitment. It may take years to develop the infrastructure required to support web-based instructional efforts. Therefore, time requirements related to technical infrastructure must be built into an organization's overall strategic plans. Materials distribution. Instructional materials, such as print and electronic media, may need to be distributed. Distribution costs depend on the design of both the online environment and support materials. For example, some online courses require learners to use specific textbooks, workbooks, or specialized software. Time allocations. The time it takes to distribute materials depends on the materials themselves, the number of individuals who will receive the materials, and the number of people who can help distribute them. Therefore, time requirements related to technical infrastructure must be built into an organization's overall strategic plan. When possible, organizations try to simplify this process by either directing learners to buy or rent books and other materials online, or by allowing them to download the materials from the LMS or another website. Implementation personnel. A significant portion of the budget is personnel. The number of people required to implement an online course or program will depend on the length of the course, complexity of the instructional system, and the context. As an organization's online offerings develop and increase, so must their implementation personnel. Some organizations will dedicate personnel to new initiatives by reassigning personnel from other projects. However, the reality is that additional assignments do not always lead to additional or adequate compensation, especially when budgets and resources are reduced. At other times, the need for personnel is filled by hiring additional personnel on short-term contracts. Yet these temporary hires may not have an adequate knowledge base of the organization and its culture. The other option is to hire new personnel, which adds to the budget not only in terms of salary, but also fringe benefits of the new employee. Other budget items associated with personnel. Employee reward systems and incentive structures for instructors, technical support, and administrative staff are another part of the budget. Some organizations might offer incentives for instructors to teach online or to teach certain courses, such as high enrollment courses, or to even teach at a certain time of the year, such as over the summer. If monies are tight, management may consider alternative incentives such as new equipment for employees, improved workplace settings, time off after project completion, and special recognition. Of course, costs are associated with these alternatives, but they may be less than direct funding of raises or bonuses. Time allocations. Time requirements for personnel vary widely, depending on the needs of the organization, complexity of technology systems, number of online courses and programs being offered, number of learners and instructors involved, and the amount of other personnel involved. Time estimates for online activities are based on task complexity, length of the project implementation, and the selected personnel roles involved in the implementation. Table 9.1 provides questions and suggestions for identifying personnel time and budget allocation needs. For the loan instructor as developer, allocating personnel, time, and budget may be immaterial because it comes back to that one person performing related tasks. However, completing this exercise may help the loan instructor identify specific activities, roles, and duties involved in implementing online instruction. Further, for instructors who teach part-time, identifying these tasks can help them determine the appropriate fee for their teaching services. Gardenscapes. The time has arrived for Gardenscapes to be implemented. As part of pre-planning activities, an implementation is put into place, and the budget and time allocations are made. The implementation team addresses a series of questions prior to the start date of Gardenscapes and other scheduled online instruction. Personnel. The implementation team is similar to the design team. Deb Scarletti is hired for 10 hours per week to serve as a mentor or teaching assistant. For Gardenscapes, Lee Shallot of the Continuing and Distance Education Department, CDE, Administrative Support Staff, supervises online registration and related administrative functions. Implementation tasks related to administrative support are now a part of CDE staff duties while the online course is being offered. Both Callie and Deb have computer access at home and at their CJC offices, which permits them to access the course at their convenience. Budget and time allocations. The online program budget is funded from several resources within CJC. Allocations for CDE personnel, such as Lee, Callie, and Deb, are funded by CDE, and Layla and other technical support staff are funded by the TLDC as part of the department's or center's operating expenses, respectively. The appropriate CJC department or center funds other technical or administrative infrastructure expenses as needed. The team estimates the time required for the general implementation tasks for Gardenscapes, basing the estimates on past experience and best guesses. The actual time commitments will vary depending on the expertise of the staff and students and the scope of other tasks assigned to the staff and instructors. Carlos approves the online program personnel and budget and time allocations for the TLDC. The CDE director approves the budget portion for the online program allocations, and the CJC central administration approves the overall budget. Final preparations for implementation. Once personnel, budget, and time allocations are in place, it is time to make final preparations. There are four main questions to consider with implementation. 1. How will learners find out about the course? 2. Are the technical requirements for access, communication, and distribution in place? 3. Are communication tools for participants in place? 4. Are learners prepared in terms of skill and motivation to take an online course? Identifying initial contact. Initial contact is associated with how to market the online course or online programs and how learners register and potentially access the course or courses. Because learners may be anywhere, advertising and registration do not have to be bound to a particular location. A course can be advertised through emails, social media, and traditional publications such as newspapers, magazines, or journals. Depending on an organization's policies and procedures, registration for online courses could be via online, telephone, or even the mail. After registration and before the course begins, the learner should be contacted and provided with relevant information about the course and how to get started. This ensures that they have the information they need to get ready for the online course. These initial contacts may occur through automated messages or emails using a customer relations system, in an announcement on the opening page of the course, or as part of course schedules. Table 9.2 summarizes these initial contact considerations. Because multiple members of the implementation team may contact those enrolled in the course for various reasons, such as support staff or registration, instructor to welcome students, it is imperative that information be consistent and clear. Conflicting or inaccurate information will only confuse and frustrate learners for new online learners. Final technical requirement preparations. All technical requirements must be in place prior to implementation. Table 9.3 outlines the technical requirements considered for final preparation. In addition, some organizations require certain software, such as Microsoft Office. If such requirements exist, then the software must be made available both to instructors and others involved in online implementation. Learners may be required to purchase or have access to certain software. These requirements need to be stated in online course schedules and catalogs or training schedules, university or organizational websites, and all other relevant documentation. Preparing for communication among online participants. The necessary communication tools must be in place, and all tools for distributing materials and assignments must be readied for implementation. Table 9.4 identifies communication and distribution tools needed for implementation. Online skills training for participants. Participants involved in online learning should have the skills needed to ensure that the course is a success. Teaching online requires complex technical and pedagogical knowledge and skills. Some trainers or instructors may also need to have an understanding of pedagogy. Additionally, instructors as well as technical and administrative support staff periodically need to upgrade their technical skills and knowledge. Online skills training or tutoring for learners may be similar to the training offered to instructors, but slanted toward learning rather than teaching. Ideally, instructors, mentors, support staff, and even online learners complete training prior to the start of the course. However, it may not be possible to provide such training to learners before enrollment. Some organizations may not be able to anticipate who will be enrolling in courses and/or what type of training those learners may need. In these situations, learners will need to complete the tutorials once they are enrolled and have access to the website or complete tutorials as part of initial course assignments. Common delivery options for training. The four most common options for delivering online skills training are 1. Face-to-face workshops or orientation meetings, 2. Peer tutoring, 3. Books or workbooks, and 4. Online tutorials. Face-to-face workshops or orientations provide information on how to learn online with hands-on experience in accessing the online course and experimenting with new technologies. These types of workshops may be required before teaching or taking an online course. Face-to-face workshops or meetings enable learners' questions to be addressed immediately, with other attendees benefiting from hearing the responses. The second option, peer tutoring, pairs experts to work with novices. For instructors, a novice instructor could monitor a more experienced online instructor and to observe the online course in action. By observing, the new instructor can ask questions about what is transpiring and how the experienced instructor manages learners and incoming assignments, develops personal notes or commentary, and establishes a communication style. Novice instructors may be able to adopt or adapt the expert instructor style to their own situation. Novice online learners could follow a similar process, being paired with expert or experienced online learners. The third option, books or workbooks, is the least interactive, but perhaps the most readily available. Although print materials, such as a student handbook, explain the processes that occur in online courses and provide suggestions for using media and time management, they are not very interactive. The limitations might be lessened if DVDs or a companion website are provided. The final option, online tutorials, provides participants with just-in-time support and training. Such training modules guide participants through processes, activities, and concepts by modeling strategies for online learning and teaching for an authentic learning experience. Most LMSs have online tutorials, and an increasing number of institutions include online training prior to beginning an online course. Table 9.5 identifies the need of different online training participants. Carefully preparing an online course for implementation minimizes potential problems and allows the focus to shift to the course content and learning once the implementation is underway. Rather than worrying about technical and functionality problems, the instructional support staff can concentrate on and become proficient in online teaching and learning. Gardenscapes. The team prepares for the online course startup events. Gardenscapes is specifically designed as a lifelong learning experience for adults interested in developing their gardening skills. The COE advertisements indicate that the course begins in the upcoming term. The course is listed in CDE's online course schedule, is featured on the homepage or the CJC website as a news event, and is listed in the Continuing and Distance Education Course Schedule Bulletin, which is distributed through regional newspapers. Students register for the course in the same manner as they do on-campus courses, in person and online. Students receive directions on where, when, and how to access the online course at the time of registration. The CDE administrative staff, with Lee supervising, email welcome letters to students. The welcome letters contain the start date and length of the course URL, and a welcome statement from Cali. Toward the end of the course, the administrative staff will email a reminder for students to complete the online course and instructor evaluation. Course participants use the LMS and email to communicate with each other. Cali emails the entire class to reiterate major course policies and to encourage students to ask questions. Deb emails the class for the first couple of weeks to make sure students are not having any technical problems. The following table summarizes the team's startup preparations. Early events and implementation. Once initial contact is made and learners are enrolled and able to access the course, the early activities, the initial interactions between the instructor and learners, begin to build rapport and a sense of community. These activities are based on the orientation strategies designed and developed during the concurrent design stage. Refer to Chapter 7. These initial events orient learners to the goal of the course and content while not overwhelming them with too much information too soon. They also orient online learners to the instructor's teaching style. The course syllabus provides information about the course goals and purposes, requirements, schedule, deadlines for assignments, and scoring grading systems. The instructor uses this initial time to explain additional course procedures, furnish online learners with tips on how to improve their online learning skills, explain the various ways to communicate, and describe the first assignments. Participant roles and responsibilities are also described at this time: implementation, facilitation, and management. Once learners are introduced to the course and begin interacting with each other, the next part of implementation is to provide instruction, as discussed in Chapter 7, and simultaneously continue building the learning community. Creating a sense of community within the online learning environment requires that two aspects of implementation run smoothly: facilitation and management. As noted previously, facilitation is the execution of the online course and the establishment of the learning community, and management refers to the learning environment administration and operation. For clarity, we discuss these aspects of implementation separately, although they are actually intertwined. Implementation, the aspect of facilitation. Facilitation serves as the main connection between online learners and instructor, and is where learners consider, reflect, and learn content knowledge and skills. Facilitation consists of events and activities that explore issues, discuss topics, and address questions. Building relationships between and among participants helps form their learning community. Good facilitation can expedite and advance the sense of community and promote learning. An online instructor's focus should be on maintaining the connection of the instructional activities to their stated objectives and course goal, as well as promote timely and relevant communication among all participants. Mentors, depending on their role, assist the instructor in building a sense of community. Table 9.6 highlights facilitation strategies that keep online teaching and learning effective. The choice of strategies will vary for each online course and instructor. Gardenscapes. The instructional strategies for Gardenscapes emphasize developing a learning community, with Callie in charge of facilitating that community. CJC and CDE have established a general policy of contacting students within 24 to 48 hours of their inquiry. CJC and CDE have established a general policy of contacting students with 24 to 48 hours of their inquiry, especially if it is a technical concern. Depending on the contact person, it may be an automated response, out-of-office statements, acknowledgement of receipt of message, etc. The actual solution certainly may take longer, but quick contact helps minimize frustration. The first week brings a series of challenges because most of the students are new to online learning. Both Callie and Deb know that their flexibility and ability to problem solve will be key to easing student apprehension and frustration. Callie and Deb work closely with the participants to instill a level of comfort with the technology and encourage willingness to share ideas and offer helpful suggestions to each other. Callie responds to questions about the content, and Deb responds to technical problems. They distribute answers to general questions to the entire class, in case others have the same question. The facilitation activities for Callie include interaction with the students, leading discussions, and guiding learning experiences. She realizes that these students are non-traditional students and may not have been in the classroom for a long time. She engages in the following major activities: send a welcome email by Lee and her staff, send an introductory email for each lesson to indicate that the week has started, noting any upcoming due dates, and stating that students should contact Callie or Deb if they have any questions. Host one online chat session each week as part of her office hours. Send an email to update class and encourage work on assigned activities sometime during the week. Establish a regular schedule to check emails and respond to individual questions or concerns. Send an end-of-week email to summarize major weekly topics and encourage submission of work. Score or provide feedback to any assignments related to the weekly garden topics and respond within a week. Other strategies for facilitating the course activities are listed in the following table. Implementation, the aspect of management. Another aspect of implementation is management, the administration and operation of an online course. Management includes day-to-day operations of the technology systems, updating course information and links, tracking learner progress, and maintenance of the website and servers. Management activities affect all participants in the learning environment. Making sure that the online course is functioning properly is vital for success. The same management tools used for planning, design, and development can assist in managing the learning environment, coordinating tasks, and maintaining learner and instructor roles and responsibilities. System management. The complexity of website management is dependent on both the website and network infrastructure. Even the simplest approaches to hosting online courses require some management and maintenance of technology and networking systems. Systems complexity naturally increases as the number of individuals and integrated networks increase. For the most part, the implementation team handles systems management activities so that instructors or teacher do not have to work on the system. However, the lone designer or instructor as developer may need to contend with systems management, often without much help. Management by instructors. The daily learning situations within the online instructional environment require that the instructor and the support team be ready to react to technical problems, which can arise at any time. Instructors generally bear the brunt of identifying problems, even though they may not actually perform the specific technical activity or support. They are the liaison to the technical support staff who resolves technical problems and maintains the system. Sometimes, when technical staff upgrade the system or LMS, the upgrades can cause new problems for the participants. The staff then has to resolve any problems created by the upgrades to the system. In many organizations, the instructor is responsible for managing the course website in addition to facilitating the instruction. When in two roles, the instructor resolves technical problems as quickly as possible to minimize learner frustrations and maximize learner access. In addition, instructors must manage their own time and set limits on when they will be actively working on their course. They may use computer or LMS resources to organize and monitor student information, such as folders, Dropboxes, and gradebooks. Instructors may also monitor the mentor's activities. Instructors will also update and revise course materials as needed during the deployment. Table 9.7 outlines strategies instructors can use to manage the day-to-day activities of their online course. Facilitation and management tasks for the instructor are vast and varied. When compared to instruction in a face-to-face classroom setting, online instruction can seem challenging. However, the issues and concerns related to online delivery are not insurmountable with careful planning and good time management. The responsibility for successful implementation does not reside with the instructor alone. Online learners have a responsibility for their own learning and a shared responsibility with the group to create the community and engage in the learning environment. Management by learners. Learners, outside of the shared online environment, must manage their own personal time and workload. Since online learning has flexibility as a hallmark to provide access, learners generally establish their own schedules within the established course parameters. However, learners must accept the responsibility for meeting assignments and course deadlines. Although the instructor may encourage learners to review course calendars, keep up to date with class activities, and monitor their own progress, learners ultimately must manage and organize their own time. As learners move through the online course, they are often the ones who initially find technical problems. A mechanism that allows learners to report bad links, missing graphics, or other technical problems should be included in the learning environment. In Table 9.8, management strategies for online learners are presented. Management by mentors. Although the instructor defines the mentor's duties, mentors must manage their own time and workload. One way to accomplish personal time management is to establish a schedule that includes times to check email, confer with the instructor, and contact technical support personnel. Using a shared network drive can assist mentors in organizing work and makes it easier to find and grade assignments, compare grading strategies, and provide consistent and accurate feedback. Table 9.9 highlights management strategies for mentors. Gardenscapes. At the beginning of the course, Callie and Deb monitor the online course daily. Based on their pre-planning activities, the implementation team begins their duties. Layla, Deb, and Callie use the management strategies for their designated roles. Layla manages the technical support staff. She schedules the system outages, which, unless there is an emergency, occur between terms. All network and technology enhancements, such as software upgrades, are planned for those same breaks to maximize student and instructor access during the course offering. Servers are backed up every night to guard against information loss as a part of standard operating procedures in the TLDC. Most of the potential problems can be averted if the implementation team is prepared and ready. A link on the main course page permits students to report to Callie questions regarding the content or assignments. Callie makes modifications or provides further explanations as necessary. Deb corrects links and makes sure that the graphics are active. A link on the main course page permits students to report URL problems to Deb. Deb makes modifications to the online course as needed. Resources used in the course are well-known and established entities, such as governmental agencies and long-standing companies, and are expected to be fairly stable. If a link to an outside resource is no longer active, then Deb searches for a new one to replace it. As for the content, it is relatively stable. Callie does not expect it will need to be altered for the next 2 to 3 years. Other management activities for the implementation team appear in the table above. As the Gardenscapes course progresses through the remaining weeks, a monitoring activities that occurred during the first week or two are reduced. Callie and Deb establish designated schedules for office hours while maintaining their facilitation and management activities. Establishing and maintaining quality. Despite the increased use and popularity of online learning, some still question whether online instruction is as good as face-to-face instruction. Following a healthy skepticism of the influences of media on performance, there has been a long history of media comparison research where learning outcomes between face-to-face and online courses were compared. In the majority of these media comparison, researchers found no significant difference between face-to-face and online learning. Most instructional designers conclude that media comparison studies are similar to comparing apples to oranges, and, as such, results are irrelevant when making decisions about online learning. This type of research has been repurposed by researchers who examine other factors related to the online learning environment, such as interaction, learner control, satisfaction, and performance. In addition, researchers of online learning ascertain factors or capabilities within the media that could show distinctions or the investigation's focus is on issues about online learning, such as student dropout rates, retention of students, and time-intensive teaching, and how they could be resolved. Allen and Seaman suggest that after a decade or more, university faculty and administrators' concerns about online programs persist, as discussed in Chapter 1. For these reasons, as well as the push for and requirement of additional accountability measures, standards for online courses and programs are being integrated into small and large-scale projects. Many initiatives of establishing and maintaining the quality of online instruction focus on how a course is designed and taught. However, the quality of online instruction depends not only on how a course is designed, but also on how it is implemented. Ensuring that learners and instructors are aware of best practices of learning in an online environment, including learners interacting with each other during the course, which enhances their engagement. However, some institutions also monitor and review instructors' facilitation and management while a course is being offered. Penn State University created a faculty peer review model based on Chickering and Gamson's 7 Principles as a guide to evaluate and improve online instruction, discussed previously in this chapter. See Appendix B for organizations that offer standards for quality online instruction. Wrapping up. The implementation stage brings the online course to life. Without implementation, the rest of the activities contained in the WBID model are simply an exercise in futility and without utility. Understanding online teaching and learning assists in successful implementation. Several pre-planning and final preparations are required before the online course begins. They include identifying personnel for the implementation team, planning budget and time allocations, and preparing the course for all participants. Once learners are enrolled and the course starts, the focus shifts to learning and establishing a sense of community among participants. The two closely interwoven aspects of implementation are facilitation and management. The implementation stage of the WBID model is, in actuality, only the beginning of online learning and instruction. However, the challenge is to continue to offer the online instruction as long as it remains relevant and timely for the participants. To determine relevance and timeliness of online instruction requires a summative evaluation. In Chapter 10, conducting summative evaluation and research is explored. Extending your skills. Case Study 1, PK-12 Schools. Megan Sifford has begun to implement her lesson. The fifth graders in Ainsley's and Buzz's classrooms have begun to use the case-based scenarios. Several other teachers have been recruited by Cassie to use the web-enhanced instruction so that it can be implemented in several schools. This group of teachers, plus Megan and Cassie, make up the implementation team. The web-enhanced instruction is part of the district-sponsored curriculum, so budget is not an issue. Additional materials are not required. All of the technology resources are already found in the schools. Megan also found free online case studies that are appropriate for fifth grade science and that meet the state curriculum standards for that grade level. Megan asks each teacher to set up different centers in their classrooms, each with access to a computer for one of the case-based scenarios. Students will work in teams and be assigned to one of the centers. As a team, they will use the scientific method to solve authentic problems. Once completed, the teams will meet as a whole group to discuss the case and share their team's solution as well as receive feedback. Over the 9-week term, students will be able to work through several case scenarios to hone their inquiry-based learning skills. After each, they meet as a whole class for discussion. At the end of the term, student knowledge and skills will be assessed using a new case scenario, as well as other measures to determine their grades for that reporting period. Megan emails participating teachers, providing them with links to the website and tips on using it in their classrooms. She found at first that the participating teachers could not access the site. Megan quickly fixes this problem by sharing the site with the participating teachers. Megan observes students in Ainsley's and Buzz's classrooms. She notes more ideas on how to integrate the web-enhanced instruction into the classroom, to include in her formative evaluation report, and as data for summative evaluation. Any tips that she generates, she includes on her blog. Using all of this information, Megan and Cassie plan a future professional development workshop to offer to teachers so that they can effectively integrate the instruction into their science classrooms. Case Study 2, Business and Industry. Homer Spotswood is deeply focused on implementation activities of the Safety Training Initiative. Homer is working with M2's trainers, who are serving as the face-to-face facilitators, as well as the online facilitators. Before the program began, he had 2 training sessions, one face-to-face and one online, with the facilitators so that they could be comfortable with the technology and their roles and responsibilities. Employees at all plant locations have begun the mandatory training. The implementation has begun smoothly. Access has been no problem, and the instruction seems to be working properly. In the first days of online training, facilitators respond quickly to questions, attempting to minimize as much frustration as possible. Questions are answered both online and in the face-to-face sessions. Online group discussion questions are encouraged to address global issues across the different plant locations. Facilitators share tips for online learning, how to manage time and materials in the online environment and in face-to-face sessions. The course facilitators are using the LMS to help manage data that Homer will need for the summative evaluation. Using the LMS, they are tracking logins, performance, and participation. They create data files that include data from the face-to-face portion of the training. At the end of the training, these files will be sent to Homer, who will aggregate the data. On the horizon, however, Bud Cottrell notifies Homer and other plant supervisors that a new issue has emerged. Three of the plants will be receiving new equipment that will greatly impact the procedures for using the safety equipment and protocols. Homer's immediate task is to determine exactly how the new equipment will change the instructional content. Case Study 3. Military. Commander Rebecca Feinstein and Lieutenants Danielson, Carroll, and Cole and their E-squared C-squared teams have worked on the training for close to 4 months, and their hard work is paying off. Captain Prentice has received several progress reports throughout the development effort, and these reports have been sent up the chain of command and warmly received. Relative to classroom-based instructor-led training, development has progressed rapidly. According to the formative evaluation plan, the first 2 months of implementation involved widespread formative evaluation with usage and satisfaction survey data collected. Enrollment for the three courses was limited to three groups of sailors during the first 2 months of implementation. Sailors at shore establishments in the continental United States, CONUS, awaiting assignment to a school. Sailors on two designated ships underway off the east coast of the United States who are awaiting assignment to a school. Sailors at TSC ready to enter the core courses of the four local A schools. In addition to the LMS and survey results, Commander Feinstein's team deployed team members as facilitators and on-site data gatherers of implementation issues to two CONUS shore bases and the two designated deployed ships. Meanwhile, other team members monitor and facilitate the process at the TSC A schools. To assist the sailors in resolving technical problems, the command sets up a 24-hour help desk staffed by instructors in three shifts, available as a link through Navy e-learning. As the groups of facilitators compare notes during weekly threaded discussions, mediated by their Navy Knowledge Online (NKO) portal, they identify common implementation problems. The startup welcome email needs additional specific instructions on accessing the LMS. Initially, facilitators are spending a combined total of 10 to 20 hours online each day with learners because of individual issues related to content and technology. This time is forecast to decrease as learners become acquainted with the online environment. As anticipated, shipboard learners have limited access to online products, but the extent to which this is a limitation was not foreseen. At the conclusion of the 2 months, implementation data are gathered and incorporated in updated versions of the three lessons. These corrections are documented on the LCMS for future reference. Case Study 4. Higher Education. Dr. Joe Shawn's Introduction to Management course is offered during the upcoming term. Dr. Shawn's implementation team is made up of himself, his TA Brian, and the university's online help desk that handles technical problems. Students register for the class using the university's online registration system. Registered students receive an email telling them that their class will be blended and that they will be expected to have regular access to the internet. If they don't have access at home, the university's computer labs are open 24/7. This email outlines the specific technology resources needed to participate in the class. For students who have not prepared in an online class, the email directs them to complete an online tutorial before class begins. The class meets first in an on-campus meeting. Prior to that meeting, Dr. Shawn sent out an email welcoming students to class and explaining how to access the course website, as well as other information about the course requirements, resource materials, and his contact information, which includes his scheduled office hours. In face-to-face classes, Dr. Shawn discusses the syllabus and schedule along with purposes of the course. He also introduces Brian and explains that Brian's role will be for technical help. Questions about course content should be sent to Dr. Shawn. Brian answers questions through a technical issues threaded discussion, so all students can benefit from his responses. For questions that Brian cannot answer, the help desk is brought in for additional assistance. Brian keeps a log of technical issues that will be used as a reference for subsequent classes. Dr. Shawn also posts his online office hours on the course website. Also posted are his on-campus office hours and the times he will be reviewing and responding to emails during the week. He asked Brian to also post hours for tutoring students.